我想提嗰個五傷嗰位女士啊，佢未落到多倫多以前咧，佢喺熱歐加拿大北部咧做一個護士嘅工作。咁佢本身因為佢冇宗教嘅，佢係猶太人嘅後裔，但係佢父母早逝，咁所以變咗孤兒。咁啊，結果就係落咗去加拿大嗰度受訓。咁後來因為佢係做護士啦，咁一個機構裏面佢就認識到天主，咪拎埋洗。佢心咧好想認識耶穌多啲，因為可能佢哋嘅慕道班咧短啲嘅，五六個月就得噶啦。我哋又要年半啦，佢哋又早啲。咁佢覺得唔夠嘅，但係在於同時咧，包括都知道佢有一種天主愛錫佢，所以永遠咧。俾佢唔得安寧，就算夜晚瞓覺咧，都使嗰張牀咧喐嚟喐去。咁佢問嗰個當時嘅本堂神父點樣算？咁個神父咧就話：，不夜晚黑你休息嘅時候咧，入嚟教堂，一教堂有聖體嘛。咁真係喺教堂，魔鬼冇接近到佢。咁因為呢個緣故。佢夜晚唔單隻聖堂休息啦，都係祈禱嘅。看有時守夜祈禱都未定。耶穌開始顯現俾佢，都俾佢一個好大嘅禮物，要承受個五傷。佢有樂意。咁而今天佢喺呢個多倫多大區嗰度住，佢每年嘅苦難日咧都有五傷嗰種嘅。記號喺度。咁我認識佢嗰年咧，應該2002年咧，啱咁平合嗰年咧，每年每個月嘅第一個星期五咧，佢都有五傷嘅。咁因為咁嘅緣故，我哋就更加接觸到佢多好多。喺佢身上，我哋睇到一樣嘢，五傷與否咧，這個唔係好重要。佢重要嘅係願意為人代禱啊！佢每一天夜晚11點就起身，到第二朝早5、6點，都係喺佢個祈禱室為所有需要嘅人祈禱。接啲夜晚朝早6點鐘先翻去房，恰一個鐘頭到，咁起身就去。聖堂聽彌撒，每日如是，但佢好充滿活力嘅喎，因為佢個工作冇簡單咧，佢已經冇做護士啦，已經咁佢跟一對夫婦退休嘅夫婦一齊住，咁可能佢哋經濟能力許可啦，咁佢每天都係為有需要嘅人代禱嘅，佢曾經分享過，佢話每一天。無論眨眼任何一個行動呢都好痛嘅，當然唔係五傷喎，嗰時未係時候，但係睇到一個為人代禱嘅人呢，都好多時候承受好多呢啲奉獻嘅，咁幾等讓我哋緊記呢，有時我哋有多少痛楚啊，精神上或者肉體上嘅痛楚呢，可以做一份禮物交俾耶穌，為需要嘅人代禱。我哋唔係怕魔鬼要唔擾亂我哋，不過都係一個藉口。若當時魔鬼唔擾亂佢咧，佢又唔會入教堂。唔入教堂嘅時候，可能冇咁機會同聖體接觸咁近接觸，亦都可能冇機會有呢個咁嘅特恩。天主有佢嘅安排，有佢嘅祝福，但希望我哋嘅生活咧。我哋未必個個都有五傷，但係某角度嚟講都係五傷啊！你唔係表面上啫，可能你家庭俾你壓力啊，你工作上俾你一種嘅摩擦啊，人與人之間一種不磨合啊，如此種種都係五傷之一部分。 希望我哋唔好為咗一種即係一種冇辦法，而係要積極啲面對。有呢啲痛苦嘅，就係你嘅影響一部分。耶穌願意嘅就係你同佢一齊參與，一齊祭獻，一齊奉獻。So the gospel is just inviting us, although it's that Jesus is casting out the devils, but it's more important, our daily life, there are lots of sufferings we can offer. Maybe the devil asks, push you to some corner, then you have to trust Jesus more. Don't be afraid. Where there is Jesus in your heart, the devil won't come close to you. More of the time, the temptation comes because you're weak and you don't trust. That's the time this temptation comes in.